Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Chuck from the Deacon Five. Thank you for joining me for today's Gospel and Reflection for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. It's the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. Today, we celebrate the woman who was the most prominent in the Gospels after the Blessed Virgin Mary. We see her in every Gospel, but we don't really know a lot about her, except that she had faith and that she was blessed to be the first one to see Jesus after his resurrection. The fact that she shared that news is why we have faith now. What a blessing that is. The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, and then 11 through 18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's reflection. Today we remember St. Mary Magdalene, perhaps the most prominent woman in the New Testament after the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is mentioned in all four of the Gospels and is especially remarkable for being a prominent disciple of Jesus at a time that women were not allowed that kind of role. She is also called the Apostle to the Apostles, particularly based on the Gospel we hear today, where she was the first witness to the risen Jesus. I think there's been a lot of confusion around the accounts of St. Mary Magdalene, and I think that is at least partially due to the fact that there were so many Marys in the Gospel accounts. I mean, we have Jesus' mother, of course, as well as Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. The Gospels also mention another Mary who was the wife of Clopas, and then we also have Mary Magdalene. I will say that my view of St. Mary Magdalene now is colored somewhat by the portrayal of her character in the online program The Chosen. The actress who plays Mary Magdalene in that show, Liz Tabish, gives us a compelling picture of how complex a person Mary Magdalene was. Mary Magdalene was portrayed as fiercely loyal to Jesus, as imperfect, often doubting her own worthiness, and as the example of faith, so much so that she often was the disciple with the deepest faith among those who followed Jesus. There's so much we can learn from her. One lesson to highlight for today is this: it is okay to be imperfect. All of us are imperfect. We fail. We doubt. We choose to do other than what God calls us to do. But just like she was redeemed by having seven demons driven out of her, as we hear in the Gospels, each one of us can also be redeemed. That is so heartening to me. There is nothing we can do to cause God not to want to save us. We do still have to recognize that and acknowledge when we sin and then turn back to him. That choice is entirely up to each one of us. But when we do, when we make that choice, we are completely forgiven. What a wondrous gift that is. May we bear that in mind, and not just during the typical seasons of Lent and Advent. That door of forgiveness is open to you right now, today, and always. Action for the day. How is your walk with God going here in midsummer? Are you feeling a little off course? If so, avail yourself of this wonderful gift through the sacrament of reconciliation. Jesus is waiting there for you. And the answer is always yes when we ask for his forgiveness and absolution with a sincere and penitent heart. So don't delay. Thank you for praying with us on the Deacon 5 today. May we go forth with St. Mary Magdalene's words on our lips as we heard them today. I have seen the Lord. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.